Thank you and good morning. The 4th of July, July 4th, simply the 4th, or Independence Day. It doesn't matter what you call it. When you say it to an American, they know what you're talking about. Independence Day is the national day of the United States, and it's celebrated on the 4th of July each year to recognize the signing of the Declaration of Independence from the Kingdom of Great Britain. Some historians maintain that the declaration was actually signed on the 2nd, but we ignore them because celebrating the 2nd of July would just sound silly. The roots of the celebration go back to the Revolutionary War, and on July 4, 1777, 13-gun salutes were fired across the colonies, and the residents of Bristol, Rhode Island, and Philadelphia held citywide celebrations. In fact, Bristol, Rhode Island is home to the longest-running Independence Day celebration. Its 4th of July parade has been held every year since 1785. General Washington issued a double ration of rum to his troops on the 4th in 1778, and the Massachusetts General Court became the first state legislature to recognize the 4th as a state holiday in 1781. Residents of Salem, North Carolina, are the caretakers of a musical celebration on the 4th with a concert featuring a work titled The Psalm of Joy. It's believed to be the first officially recorded celebration of the holiday. That took place in 1783. The residents of Seward, Nebraska, are keen celebrants of the holiday, and the city held its first Independence Day celebration in 1868. In 1979, Congress designated Seward, Nebraska, as America's official 4th of July city, small town, USA. Seward, home to 6,000 residents, sees its population swell to more than 40,000 each Independence Day, and it still celebrates the 4th on the same public square as it did in the 19th century. The 4th was made a federal holiday in 1870 and a paid federal holiday in 1938. And in a dark coincidence, two of the original signers of the Declaration, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, both died on the 4th of July. So there's some national trivia you can take with you when you go out and celebrate the 4th tomorrow. It's estimated that more than 4 million Californians will get in a car this weekend and head to a destination to celebrate the 4th of July weekend. Just remember that along with the celebrations come the responsibilities. In particular, the responsibility to drive sober and to not get behind the wheel if you've been drinking or smoking. Impaired driving and drunk driving led to the arrest of more than 1,300 drivers over the 4th of July weekend last year, and the CHP reported 32 traffic deaths in California roadways over the holiday. The County Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force and the CHP will conduct a maximum enforcement period beginning tonight at 6 o'clock, running through midnight on Monday. There will be fireworks celebrations across the county beginning tonight and tomorrow, including Arcata, Eureka, and Fortuna. And local fire departments want to remind residents to use extreme caution if they use fireworks. The fire danger is very great, and even safe and sane fireworks can be dangerous to handle. And also, a reminder to our regular listeners, there will be no shopping show tomorrow due to the holiday. The shopping show will return on Saturday, the 11th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The news that a major marijuana grow has been raided by law enforcement in Humboldt County does not raise many eyebrows anymore, and last week's three-county operation that saw deputies from Trinity, Humboldt, and Mendocino raid grow sites to the east, while large, was a case in point. Deputies pulled up more than 25,000 plants that could have yielded millions of dollars worth of processed bud, and Sheriff Mike Downey said this was an operation run by people who knew what they were doing.
But we did go after some very large marijuana grows, which were basically greenhouse structures. Some of them were some rather significant enclaves. Some of them were actually had numbers above the doors of the greenhouses so they could categorize and know exactly, you know, what was growing in each one. Very sophisticated watering systems and putting nutrients into the plants.
Downey said the push for legalization is worthy of discussion, and the growers who were targeted in the operation could very well be part of the movement, but it's still illegal in California.
What is happening there is a movement within Humboldt County to legitimize the cultivation of marijuana. But the biggest problem is we have a state statute that says that cultivation and sales of marijuana is against the law. And until that is changed, you can do all the preparation you want, but it's still a felony.
Possession of marijuana for personal use is now legal in Oregon, and it could very well be legalized in California next year. But the raids and the busts will continue until that decision is made. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.